Well, hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining me here this evening for Happy Hour with Dr. T. We gather here two nights a week, Tuesday and Thursday, to share a few thoughts, to share a verse from the Word of God, to have a little study and discussion, and then to pray together. On Tuesday night is guest night for Happy Hour, where we have special guests that are pastors, authors, Christian business men and women, to share their wisdom and then to lead us in prayer. On Thursday night, we either have an educational program or for the rest of this month, we're doing Happy Hour with Dr. T solo, which is what I used to do years ago. And we hope that you will join us for a time to discuss the Word of God and to pray. Tonight, I'm going to do a special show on Father's Day, which will be on Sunday. We have a lot to celebrate with our fathers, and I'm reading a book right now called Praying the Names of God for 52 Weeks. It picks out a name from the Word of God, and then there's a bunch of study that you do for an entire week so that you read the same passages over and over for a week before you move on. It's a deeper dive into the names of God that give pause and consideration to his names and reasons for them. The introduction by the author, who is Ann Spangler, explains it this way. Though I have focused on the 52 names of God, I should point out that most of these are more properly called titles. The names for God in the Old Testament is Yahweh, and of course the name for his son in the New Testament is Jesus, whose Hebrew name is Yeshua, which means Yahweh is salvation. Most of these names and titles are taken from the Hebrew text, and so the names and referred to the Names of God Bible, which is no longer available in print, but you can find it, you can search it, you can do all kinds of study by going to BibleGateway.com, which is an incredible site for research. It has all the different versions of the Bible. It also has ways that you can sort and hunt and peck and find all kinds of different verses up there through BibleGateway.com. Most of the names and titles are new or unfamiliar to me. For example, using Psalm 91 verses 1 and 2 as an example from the names of God, which and when you look it up under Bible Gateway, it will be listed as N-O-G for names of God. It says this, whoever lives under the shelter of Elyon will remain in the shadow of Shaddai. I will say to Yahweh, you are my Makshek, my Medsuda, and my Elohim who I trust. Wow, that's a lot of different words that I didn't know and we don't see them in our English Bible. In fact, as a comparison, I put down the same two verses, Psalm 91, verses 1 and 2, from the English version of the New American Standard Bible, which is the NASB, and it reads this way. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge, my fortress, my God, in whom I trust. Whole lot different than all of those words from the Hebrew Bible. That's a big difference and lots of things to learn about and lots of things to study. So we're going to talk tonight a little bit about the one term that we're very familiar with and we've heard it a lot called Abba Father. One of God's names that is very familiar to all of us is Abba, the Aramaic for the word daddy or dear father. In the Gospel of John, Jesus calls God Father 156 times. At the time of his greatest anguish, Jesus called out to his Abba Father to take this from me in Mark 14, verse 36. The term Abba Father doubly emphasizes the fatherhood of God, and we are given the assurance that God takes care of his children. God has given human instruction and an actual map for how to love his children. He loves us so unconditionally and so in everything that we do, meaning he loves freely and without conditions. Unconditional love provides us a sense of security, safety, and knowing that God will never leave us nor forsake us. One time when I looked up the word forsake us, what does forsake mean? Because we use that all the time. We use that phrase all the time. But the word forsake means abandon. So God will never abandon us. We are loved even when we make mistakes, when we fail at a task, or when we overact and blow up over a situation. It comes with unconditional acceptance. God loves us just as we are, our warts and all. And he's always there, ready to lean for us to lean on. And when we've made a mistake, when we go and we say, I'm really sorry, which is repentance, he is always there, ready to embrace us, take us back, just as if your three-year-old broke something and came to you and said, I'm really sorry, Daddy. You would pick him up and love him all the more. The way he loves us is the way that we are to love our children and how we are to love each other. He gives us guidance and instructions on how to do this. And the one that I took out is from Exodus chapter 20, verses 2 through 17, which is the Ten Commandments. He even draws boundaries and tells us what he won't tolerate, like worshiping other gods, and tells us and making idols and worshiping them. He clearly describes the thing he hates in Proverbs 6, verses 16 through 19. He describes people who are proud, lying, murderers, have blood on their hands, plotting and practicing evil, and stirring up divisiveness. He really hates this. It says so in Proverbs, that not that he dislikes it or he prefers that we don't do it, but he actually hates it. We are to celebrate and honor our earthly fathers. And as we do that today, when we do it on Sunday, if you are a father, it's a good time to take stock of how well you've done in raising your children and the way that they should go, which is Proverbs 22, verse 6. Have you provided these things? Leadership, which is instruction or how-to. Encouragement, like go team rah-rah, kid. You're my kid and I'm so proud of you. Have you told them that you're proud of them? Even in light of failure or failures, even if their team doesn't win, even if they don't win, if they're in a solo sport such as tennis or ice skating, what do you encourage them and say, that's okay, go on and do it and do better the next time? Have we given them instruction in God's ways so that they will grow up and into their older age and continue to follow the ways of the Lord? And have you given them unconditional love, meaning that you'll love them no matter what? No matter how good they are, how bad they are, what they do and do not think, if they've walked away like the prodigal son or daughter, and you're praying for that they will someday come back home, do you still love them unconditionally? As parents, no matter how good we are to our kids, we know we can do a little bit better, even if it's just showing a little more kindness, a little more laughter, a little more tolerance, a little more encouragement, and creating a few more good memories that don't have to cost a lot of money. You can do this by trimming the shrubs together or baking cookies together or playing music together or watching a movie together. Those are sometimes some of the best memories that we have from our childhood. As children, we can do a little bit better to our parents, even if it's just showing a little more patience with their growing frailties, being a little more thankful for the things they have provided for us, the guidance, the education, the things that they've done, and for having a little more grace and forgiveness if they didn't do so well. And maybe you didn't have the most loving, adoring parents. Having a little bit more grace and forgiveness towards them, because more likely than not, they were doing the best they knew how to do. As we share love and reflect and celebrate for our Father's Day this weekend, soak it all in. Soak all everything that you're going to do, all the conversations. Your earthly parents won't be here forever. And there will become a time in the future when you'll look back and you'll wish you had your mom or your dad to have that conversation with on things that are troubling you. You can say a short prayer and sort of connect with them. I've done that many, many times, and I can feel my mom or my dad's presence when I'm kind of just wishing that they were here. But one thing to always remember and be grateful for, your earthly father will be with you today, tomorrow, and for all eternity. So let's pray together. Dear Abba Father, it is a gift that the God of all creation would love us so much to allow us the privilege of calling you Abba, our daddy. It is with awe that we learn to know you. It is with humbleness to know that Jesus loved us so much that he would allow himself to have been tortured for us. It is with gratitude that we can have a real and intimate relationship with you. As we celebrate the gift of our parents and the gifts of being a parent, may we keep our relationship for you in the center of it all. May we learn how to listen better, give better, forgive more. May we study your word and walk more closely to you as we become more like you and more like Jesus as we strive to do every day. We thank you, Abba Father. In Jesus' name, we pray. So I'm wishing all of you this weekend will just be a lovely time with your earthly father, and that you've got a great dad that you're going to spend time with. And remember the good times, be forgiving of the bad times, and keep close to your parents because they have done the best that they can with their frailties and all. And with that, I really hope that you will have a great weekend this weekend coming up. I hope that you will enjoy this weekend. I hope that the weather will be nice wherever you are. You'll get outside a little bit, maybe have that barbecue, maybe throw the football around like you did when you were 9 years old. And with that, we hope to see you again here next week at the same time. That I close with with one of the verses that is from all my podcasts, whether they are live or pre-recorded. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. Until the next time, remember to lean into God. Trust him for everything. He will never let you down. Have a good weekend and a great week, everybody. We'll see you here next week. Goodbye and God bless.
In a time when truth is censored, one name stands out. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, the relentless seeker of knowledge and defender of freedom. Explore groundbreaking findings at drtenpenny.com. Ignite your mind with riveting podcasts, explosive articles, research-driven substacks, webinars, ebooks, and more. In an era plagued by environmental toxins and vaccine-related exposures, Dr. Tenpenny has expertly crafted a selection of safe detox protocols that facilitate profound healing at a cellular level. It's time to cleanse, rejuvenate, and restore your body vitality. With heart damage on the rise, Dr. Tenpenny introduces nationwide ECP therapy to repair hearts and achieve optimal health. Seize the opportunity and embrace the wealth of resources, information, and health recommendations awaiting you at drtenpenny.com and become a Tenpenny podcast member to join our mission in the quest for uncensored truth, the health of our nation, and medical freedom.